Hola, mis amores. My name is Nora.
I'm Melissa.
I'm Iris.
And you're listening to podcast. Oh, I keep doing that. Podcast. Podcast on the side of podcast. Okay. Hola, mis amores. I'm Nora.
I'm Melissa.
I'm Iris.
And you're listening to Dinner with a Side of Laughter. Although we should warn you that that's soon going to change to Dinner with a Side of Chisme, because we're noticing that we're trying too hard to laugh. We're not comics. And people are probably coming to our show to hear laughter, to hear some type of comic relief. And we're not that. But we are very, somos chismosas. We are the best of that.
Son.
Cálmate. She's the biggest chismosa of us all. Just kidding.
What I don't know, me lo invento.
Today, Iris treated us to a very yummy breakfast. Can you tell us more about the breakfast and what inspired it?
Yes. Okay, so I brought chile and chile. Now, with what?
Chile.
Eggs in a chili sauce and pork skin.
Yeah,
and a chili sauce. So, huevo con chile y chicharrón con chile.
Mm-hmm. And huevo en salsa roja, ¿no?
Yes.
Or chile rojo, and then chicharrón con
salsa verde.
Salsa verde.
Mm-hmm. Yes. This is a ready, really traditional breakfast, because we're doing breakfast / dinner, lunch, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But like eggs and chicharrón, oh, they're so good together. And beans and tortillas, of course. I had totopos, chips.
Totopos? Is that what they're called?
Yeah,
totopos.
I did not know that. I am today years old when I learned that.
So when they offer you totopos, you say yes, okay?
Yes. Totopos with salsa, please.
Yes, totopos.
Yes, salsa and
totopos with guacamole.
Oh, even better.
It's healthy, not too healthy, but it's also yummy. So healthy doesn't have to be ill. And that's the purpose of it, because I wanted to discuss, like, keeping your goals. Because we already set up goals.
Yeah.
And we're already trying to run them. And we're getting to February where usually you forget about your goals.
Yeah.
So this is like, yes, you can do it. Just keep on going. So when you don't, like, I'm having a writing my journal. That's my way of keeping me on track. So I write what I eat. And trust me, my first entries are like a page long. And then as we go, you know, I get a little bit better because you get conscious of it. There was this teacher that I had in college, which is odd because this was my speech teacher. And she will say, first came the thought, then came the word, then came the action. For something to happen, you have to think about it. Because if you don't think about it, it doesn't exist. For it to become real, you have to start talking about it. So start making a plan, start telling your friends, start telling yourself. And by doing that, most likely it's going to become an action, because now you're going to be either forcing yourself or be forced by other people to complete it. So that's what keeping goals means. So create a plan, whatever plan, and it doesn't have to be anything. It can be just like give up soda for one day a week, or have one meal that is actually homemade. Like one day a week. Whatever little step that you can take is going to help you keep on track. Like all three of us, we're dealing with the health issues. Like mm-hmm. we have to keep on top of ourselves. So yes, we have to say no to that bag of chips. But we can have the totopos.
You know what? That's what I struggle the most with, is saying no to this. Like being my own parent, like parenting myself and taking care of myself. And I'm so spoiled in a way that I allow myself too many, I indulge too much in things that I like. I don't know how to say no to myself like a kid. You know, like if Stella were to be eating a lot of sugar or whatever, I'd say no. Don't do that. That's not good for you. Please have this apple instead. But I don't know how to do that to myself.
Here goes the second thing. And I think I already talked to you guys about it. How you treat yourself as your best friend. So, and yes, like you said, you know, you're willing to say, Stella, hey, this is a better choice. This is better for you. This is going to keep you healthy. This is going to be more nutrients for your body. But then again, we don't say it to ourselves. It's like, you know, that bag of chips looks really tasty.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go for it. That Starbucks coffee looks yummy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a ton of sugar. So if you're diabetic, please don't go for it.
This is tea, people. I'm drinking tea.
Oh, yeah. She's drinking tea.
I'm like,
I'm drinking tea, people.
So as Iris is saying that, I look to my left and then Melissa has this like cup of Starbucks, right? So I'm immediately thinking it's coffee. And what am I saying? Like, I'm drinking my own coffee too. My homemade coffee.
Yeah, but, and coffee is awesome. It's just like what we put in it that makes it bad.
And then Melissa's like, hey, this is tea. This is tea.
I'm drinking tea. Yeah, I'm drinking just mint tea with herbal tea in it. That's what I'm drinking.
I feel like we need to give props to Melissa, who's under the weather, severely under the weather, and she's still showing up to the podcast. I wish I had your work ethic.
Well, because I don't want to disappoint you guys, so that's why I'm like, no, I can suck it up.
Querida.
I can suck it up.
I don't feel like that. You know,
you
I
will
feel,
never so, disappoint.
But I will be a warning. I might sneeze. I'm sorry. And my nose, you can tell that my voice is not as how normally it is because my nose is stuffed up. But other than that, I'm here and I just want to, even though, okay, I will tell you this. I'm going to be mostly quiet. Normally I am quiet but because I like to listen. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not the person that immediately has a conversation to say like anything. I'm more of a, I want to listen. So if you see her, Nora and Edie's talking and like, oh, where's Melissa? I like to listen.
She's here. We promise.
Yes,
she's
I
here.
Am here.
I can see you.
It's, you know, she does like to talk, I feel, but Melissa and I connect, or all of us connect on a personal level, like getting to know each other, our worlds, our lives, our families, over dinner, which is typical girlfriend behavior.
Right.
But Edie's and I are very philosophical and very metaphysical, right? And those are two topics that Melissa's like uninterested in.
Yeah,
and so sometimes when, because I'm too into this world or this realm, I get, especially me, I know I do, Edie's will get carried away no matter what topic you give her. For me, when it comes to the metaphysical, it's very rare that people are into that. In fact, most people are scared of that. So when I am with Edie's, I'm like, someone I could talk to about it. So please forgive me. And I don't want Melissa or any of our listeners to ever feel like, what the fuck are these two talking about? But I do on some personal level feel that these things have to be spoken about, especially for the Melissas in the world who maybe don't dabble in things that, like, for example, when we were talking about manifesting and how we create our own world with our mindset, you don't have to know about it to gather some type of benefit from listening, right? So that's just my two cents on that.
Right. Oh, yeah. So, yeah, I'm here. I'm just listening. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So, but let's since you're talking, let's take advantage of that. What are some of your health goals that you had that you are doing well in? And then what do you think that you could maybe put a little bit more energy on?
Okay, well, I'm planning on talking to a therapist.
Counseling.
Okay. Yeah, counseling, basically. Because I've needed it for years. Mm-hmm. I just always pushed it off. I'm thinking of doing that pretty soon.
Good for you. Yay!
Yeah. Yeah, because I've been pushing it off. I've been always saying, oh, no, it's not necessary. Oh, I don't need it. But you know what? I do. I've needed it for years.
We all do. All of us.
So now I'm trying to go a step further, or I don't know how to explain it, to get better in a way. Other than that, health-wise,
that is healthy. That is health-wise, though.
Yeah.
That's a lot of our issues that we see in the body are a result of our unsoothed mindset, like unsoothed mental wellness, right? So like our mental wellness creates a lot of these illnesses, if you will. And that's like a huge step, is getting to a place where you will find peace and clarity, mainly clarity, because in order for you to make peace with the world, you need to understand it a little. Uh-huh. And sometimes because we're so confused and so bombarded with people and information and constant duties, I said duty, then we don't take the time to heal and think and process, and that's what we need help with the most, processing. And so I applaud you, I admire you, and I think that you've inspired me to do the same, because I've been trying. I've definitely been struggling a lot with anxiety particularly, and knowing that you're going to take that step gives me the strength to do the same for me. So and I know that a lot of listeners out there are probably experiencing very similar feelings. I feel like as a planet in general, after COVID, we've been mind fucked so much that we're all on that, on some level, in that same place. Yeah. Right. So if you're out there and you feel like you need to be heard or just process things that have been happening, counseling is a wonderful option. And I know that I'm going to go for that option as well.
Yeah. And also, don't be discouraged if the counselor that you get, the psychologist that you get to see, it doesn't pay the attention that you want or is not a match. Just look for somebody else, because sometimes that happens. Like, you know, psychology is just like a marriage. Mm-hmm. Like when you go to a psychologist, a counselor, a therapist, it's just like marriage. If it's not a good match, find someone else.
Yeah. Have you guys ever, what's that girl's name, the one actress that plays Anna in Frozen?
Kristen Bell.
Kristen Bell and her husband, Dax Shepard. I admire that couple so much. They're so imperfectly perfect. So something that they did, which is pretty unique, before they started dating, they went out, they realized they liked each other, and she says, hey, before this goes anywhere, let's take therapy. Like, before we get married and, you know, go on, because I really like you, you really like me, I want to start something very special. Why don't we try therapy together? And at first he's like, the fuck? Like, this is so fucking weird. Like, I'm fine, you're fine, like, why? And she said, no, you're right, but they could probably teach us ways to communicate, ways to heal, to process the feelings we're feeling right now, because we both feel it so strongly and I never want to lose it. Like, it's only a sign of strength and commitment for two people who are willing to seek counseling together. If we can do that before we get married, then we'll be prepared. We'll have the tools we'll need when we get to the situations where we'll need it. Because clearly any couple goes through that moment of conflict of, is this the person for me, right? And it's not necessarily that they're not perfect for each other. It's just that they don't have the tools to see it through together. And so she's like, I think too many couples go to therapy after the issues have begun. For us, I would like for us to get there before, like way, way in advance, so that we're prepared. And I feel like they're two of the most amazing, like one of the best couples out in Hollywood, honestly, because they're so real and raw and unafraid. And that's the kind of energy you need for yourself. Well, really for any love relationship, whether it's with your partner or with yourself. It's amazing.
That's basically the perfect couple to have an inspiration of, trying to make your own, you know. We're not trying to mimic them, but, mm-hmm. you know, I guess you could say, or you would call it, that's the person you would want to,
yeah.
Like, I want to grow up to be just like them, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I would love, I don't want to put him in a hot seat, because Tony is a good partner. Not the greatest, just a good partner. But he definitely wouldn't be one of those people who'd be like, yeah, let's go get some counseling. Because I feel like every single time that I tell him, hey, why don't we do this or why don't we do that? Because he grew up in a household where he was constantly being criticized, if you will. Right. Whenever he hears that, if he makes him feel like there's something wrong or like he's doing something wrong, and I'm like, no, you're not doing anything wrong, it's just that sometimes we fail to understand each other and to communicate. This is not me trying to attack you. I really am not. I'm just trying to love you and grow with you and understand you, and I want that for yourself, you know. So it's just like watching him struggle or think that he's not good enough makes me sad, because I know that he does a lot, and I don't think he gives himself the credit.
Yeah, but I think that's part of the bad rep of the psychological field, is that if you approach them, there must be something wrong with you. Mm-hmm. And then again, yes, there is something wrong with all of us.
Mm-hmm.
That is not precisely ours, because most of the issues that are wrong with us is somebody put them there. But still, we have to work on them. We have to, like, be better people. Like, when you have poor communication skills, maybe you were a kid that was told not to talk, you know, like, all the time. And, hey, don't, like, why you keep talking? Stay quiet. So you learn, you grow up to be an adult, and then you don't communicate with other people. Mm-hmm. And then you find yourself falling in love with a person that cannot shut up. So yeah, they might think that you have an issue because you cannot talk and you cannot keep up, and it's okay. And that's what psychology is about. It's helping you realize these issues that you've been carrying for so long, work on them, and turn them into what is acceptable for you. How can you grow out of this? How can you become better? Not, oh, there's a problem with you and that's why you are like that. No, that's not the issue. Yes, we all have issues. We all have things that we have to overcome. Psychology is really good because it helps you to understand where do the issues come from? And then by understanding them, you can yourself have the tools. They give you the tools for yourself to go ahead and undo that and become the person that you want to become. So, and sometimes, you know, sometimes you want to stay quiet and that's okay. But then you can tell like, yeah, you know, I'm quiet because of this. And just keep being quiet. Maybe you like it.
On my end, as far as my health goals and what I'm aiming for, I definitely need therapy as well. But like... I need a really good psychologist. So if anyone knows of a really good psychologist, please let me know, because I'm going to be a hard case to crack. I have so much going on and I feel like I need to get myself organized. It's such an unorganized mess in my head. There's too much happening all the time. I don't have enough downtime. It's too much at work, too much at home, too much in my personal life. Like, I don't really get a lot of relaxation or downtime for myself. I love being around people. I love people so much. It just comes easy to me, but I also need downtime and time away from people. And I don't get enough of that. A lot of my issues is not making time to just be calm and quiet and just alone. You know what I would give to just be alone? I value that time so much now, whereas there used to be a time in my life where I'm like, am I always gonna be alone? I am not married, I don't have kids. And now that I have all of it, I'm like, I don't know what to do with myself. Just balance, you know, just figuring out the right amount of balance for myself is a great one. Losing weight is my biggest concern right now, and that's, I wish I could say that I've been putting enough energy and attention on that, and I'm not.
I lost 3 pounds. Get doing nothing.
The fuck out of this room.
Well, 3 pounds in a month is not much, but hey, I lost 3 pounds.
Aww, so that's good. Good.
The story that you were, well, the how you were worrying, what you just said before, it reminded me of the story of the Yale man.
What's the Yale man?
A person that founds like total freedom is the person that is in cage but does not feel in cage, because you are like, your mind is so powerful that it can cage you when you're free, and you can be caged but still be free. So it's the power of the mind, you know, understanding that. Have you guys tried meditation? Not like the close your eyes or like twist your legs and just stay there for like 3 hours. Not that type of meditation.
My legs would go numb.
Every time I try to meditate, someone tries to talk to me. I'm talking about ghosts.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Are you sensitive?
Well, yes and no. Yes and no, in the sense that I don't know if I like fool myself into thinking I am, because I messages get to me and I'm like, where the fuck is this coming from? I don't know. It's not like I can see anyone. It's not like someone comes and sits next to me on the bench and
you
says,
you probably feel it.
Hi, friend. But it's kind of like, you know how like when you're washing the dishes and you start remembering a movie you watched, or you start remembering a book you read, for example, and then a story falls through your head like that. It's very much like that, where I'm getting information. Most of the time when that happens, though, it's me. I can't even say that it's them, it's me. It's almost like I can't quiet my mind. I need to learn to quiet my mind. So they come and they like, it feels like I'm summoning them. It's not even their fault. Sorry, you guys. It's me, not you. It's me calling them, basically. Like, hey, there's room for you now that all the other bullshit is done. Come on, talk to me. Kind of like that. That's what it feels. It's not their fault.
I took a class. I was going through so many things, and I do bus routes. So I pick up kids from home and then I go and deliver them. I'm not driving. I'm the one just like taking care of them. But there was this meditation shop, salon, temple, whatever. And they give out a meditation class. And one of the things that I like, it really helped me through a whole bunch of things, is the breathing. So when you're just at that minute where like, I'm about to strangle you if you ask me for one more cookie, you just like take a step back and just breathe 9 times, like deep breaths. And it has helped, you know, like I've been into like, just like so start breathing.
Every time you want a cookie, you breathe 9 times.
No. No, every time that you're about to strangle somebody because they ask you for one more cookie, and either you don't want to give away your cookie or you just want to give them anymore.
So you still eat the cookie.
Of course you still eat the cookie. What are you talking about?
Okay. Good to know.
Yeah, you always eat the cookie.
Hey, she lost 3 pounds. I got to ask her. You know what I'm saying?
How can you lose 3 pounds and still eat a cookie?
Because maybe it's not the cookie that's the problem. Maybe it's other things that are holding the weight.
Ding, ding, ding.
I say you eat the cookie, but then you walk a little bit longer.
Because you have more energy to walk.
Instead of like parking your car right outside your house, you park it like at the end of the street. Yeah, so see, like you can still have the cookie. You just have to give up other stuff. No, but like that one, the breeding, and I think I did this with you and Carlos once, mm-hmm. where you have, you like you start breeding, you start meditating, you know, trying to calm your mind. And yes, things will pop out into your head. That's just natural. That's all of us. And you have like you create either this like drawer or like little box or base or pit, whatever you want next to you. And as soon as something comes into your head, or as soon as, you know, like one of those people starts talking to you, you go like, okay, I acknowledge that you're there. I can see that you're there. I know that you want attention, but not right now. And then you put them on the box. So they have to hold in for your time. So that's allowing you to make time for yourself.
It's the one thing, Melissa, and I don't know how to do.
No.
We need practice with that.
I don't have that.
I feel like just watching you and how you're in high demand on your phone all the time because your family's texting you, your husband, your daughter. Like,
sorry about that.
No, you're fine. But I didn't mean it as an accusation. I meant it like as an observation. Sorry if you felt like attacked. Because I sometimes don't notice when I'm like sounding like a bitch when I'm being bitchy. But no, I didn't mean it like that. I mean, like, I see how in high demand you are with your family. I'm the same way with mine. La Niña, my little Stella, although it's getting better, it's always got to be mommy. Mommy, where's mommy? Where's mommy? And when she sees me and notices me, she wants to stay at my heels. And if I'm washing the dishes, she sits in the white table, like right next, or like the counter. If I'm doing homework or like grading or editing the podcast, she needs to sit right next to me and do her drawings. And if I'm in the computer, she's over there near where she wants to play with Play-Doh right next to me. If I'm watching TV, she grabs her phone and she sits right like, not even next to me, like on me. She needs to be on me. Sometimes if I'm washing the dishes, she sits like right on my leg behind me. Like, right. She's like a pug. She's like a pug. She's like wanting to be with me all the time. And it sounds cute, but then when you realize, remember I was telling you earlier about I can't catch a break. I'm not by myself almost hardly ever. It's yes, a lot of pressure.
But I'm pretty sure you do have this as an experience when you guys are cooking. When you guys are cooking and you're frying something and the oil is like going all over the place and your kid comes running into the kitchen and you go like, hey. Stop, not right now.
So yes. They know when to back off.
You also know when to tell them to back off. So that frying, spilling all over the place oil, that's our lives. It's always like that. It will always be like that because we have 20,000 things going on.
Yeah.
And we only have like about 24 hours in the day and we're usually running on 26 on what we have to do. But that feeling right there where you go like, stop, not right now. And that's how you create time for yourself. Mm-hmm. And you know it because you guys have done it. So you do need that, like, even if it's like a 2 minute a day.
So we need to value ourselves and our time alone by ourselves almost with the same fervor that a child near. Like, we are the boiling pot that if they don't get the fuck out of my face, I'm going to boil over.
Yeah, because that is what happens. When you reach your limit, you usually, you know, we hear these cases on the news all the time where a person got, like, really upset about something and end up, like, beating up a kid, like, yeah, hitting their wives.
God, I hate those stories. I've heard them all the time. Actually, at the school I'm working at right now, there was a situation where there was a substitute who was subbing for long term. And I remember these kids, they were my first class and they were pretty, you know, like as a new teacher, you struggle in general, but it just so happens that year I had the worst set of kids too. I've made peace with that year. Oh my goodness. But there was a sub teacher who hit one of the kids because the kid got in their face and he's like, you better.
Ouch.
But the kid also was getting physical, right? The thing is that when the kid gets physical, then your job as the instructor is to seek help. Obviously, you want to keep yourself from being hit, but you also want to keep the kid. Like, our number one rule is to, these are children. Doesn't matter how big or how loud or how disrespectful, they are children and they do need our guidance and our protection. And at some point, this individual forgot that this is a child, even if they don't seem to be unthreatening like a child is, and used hands upon this child when he didn't have to. So it's one thing to like block himself from getting hurt, maybe hold him down if he's swinging, or you know, like if a kid is swimming, you gotta keep his arms down if he's hitting you, like you gotta protect yourself. I don't know what occurred, but most of the witnesses, kids and adults, because there was a PIF in the room, like a special education assistant, this individual grabbed and shook the kid and was really close. Maybe he even socked him. I don't really really don't remember, but I think there was a punch there involved. Like, ouch. Aggression towards a child.
I imagine the teacher got in trouble.
Not just in trouble. I think he got to see some time. Wow. Because you can't do that.
Yeah, that's physical punishment. Yeah,
that's aggression. And I really don't know what to say, because some kids are very scary. I've had one occasion myself where I had to have some help, but I don't know if I could ever have the heart to strike a kid, you know?
Yeah.
In my brain, I tell myself all the time, like, when a kid really tests my patience, I sometimes maybe envision sticking my foot out so that they can trip over it a little bit, but I would never do it, obviously. But that's like as comical as it gets. Like, if I just stick my foot out just a little bit, you trip over it, well, that's too bad. But it's always just a joke. I don't think I could ever have the heart to really see or strike a kid like that. Like, I don't know.
I feel bad afterwards.
But then also, like, we're adults. We don't strike. We talk. We use our, especially in a classroom, you go in being aware that a lot of students come from tough backgrounds and they don't know how to negotiate. They don't know how to have a meaningful conversation of conflict. And what I mean by that doesn't mean that they have to agree with everything or every rule. It just means that they have to respect it and learn how to verbalize their limitations, which they're entitled to have. However, if there is a social contract in place about respect, we all follow it, especially the adults. So that's I guess where my problem is at.
And that's exactly the point. When you are at that last thread, that's where you need to control that mind of yours. There's a lot of techniques, of course, psychology, counseling, all of that helps. Mm-hmm. Meditation, exercise, having dinner with your friends.
Hey.
Those are like, making time for yourself is not just making time alone for yourself. Making time for yourself is enjoying yourself. I love to do crochet for some weird reason. Don't ask me why. I just picked it up. I'm not even good at it, but wait, I like it.
Don't tell me you have cats now, too.
I do not. My niece is allergic, so I do not.
Okay.
But besides, I love them when they're kittens. I hate it when they're
adults. Once they grow up, it's like... Mm.
I think they're cute always. They're so cute. But I'm allergic, unfortunately.
Yeah. I'm a dog person.
Me too.
But dog yeah.
People. I'm allergic. Yeah. I'm allergic to them too, but only my skin, not my sinuses.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. In a way, that's better, yeah.
But it still sucks. My eczema, ever since I got Frankie, my eczema has been horrible. But I can't help it. They're so cute. Yeah.
They are. They are really cute.
I have an idea, girls. Why don't we take a road trip somewhere? Just the three of us for a weekend. Do you think you'd be able to, Melissa?
I would have to see, because
I think that would be a great cure for some of our stress. Just to, like, maybe we can go see Carlos. Ooh, would you be down for that?
Yes.
Carlos, we're coming.
Where's Carlos? In Arizona, right?
Yeah, Arizona. It's not too far. It's far enough so that it's far, but not too far that it's like...
It's 2 hours and 17 minutes.
It's like LA.
Driving.
Yeah. Not bad. We can, like, stop at places on our way there, just like extend our day out in the road, like visit little places that are unique along the way, and then spend some time away from the kids. Maybe go out dancing, go out eating, and we could vlog. It could be our very first, like, YouTube vlog rather than a podcast, you know, so that we can get ourselves out there as well, maybe gain some listeners.
Well, I would have to see, because I don't have a babysitter with my kids and everything, so we'll have to see.
You have a daughter.
Yeah, but I don't want all
And then
her.
Kenny doesn't work on the weekends, does he?
No, not Saturday and Sunday, no.
Well, there you go.
Okay.
We'd leave Friday. Maybe we can leave like a Saturday. No, but the thing, it has to be worth it. Like a Friday, Saturday, Sunday thing.
No, Friday night and come back on a Sunday afternoon, evening.
Yeah, we could do that.
Yeah, we could do that.
It's just a thought, but maybe we need to be brave and try it, because I'm also scared. Like, Stella's on the spectrum and she's 4, and so it's that age, and I've mentioned how needy she is with me particularly, but it would be a good thing to try, just to kind of rip that bandage off. She's never spent a day without me, you know, so it's, I don't know, it's tricky.
Yeah, and no, Lynn, see, that's time to yourself. That's enjoying yourself, not like, not pressure, not food, not like, I gotta cook for 20,000 people, I gotta like go to work, I gotta just, no, like, because that is just a part of you. So we gotta enjoy ourselves so we can reach those goals. You have to be happy with who you are, so those goals are much, much easier to reach, because then you have motivation.
You know, in February, there's a 3-day weekend, a 4-day weekend. Coming up.
Wow. what day in February?
But still, Kenny still works regardless of the.
That is true. He works, huh? Even in holidays.
Sometimes, yeah, it depends on the holiday, but yeah.
Okay, I think it's the President's Day weekend.
Oh no, he works.
He works. Okay.
But I think yeah, like a 3-day weekend will be not a 3-week weekend, like leaving on Friday, so we enjoy all of Saturday. And what then
if, is there a way that like your mom can come in the afternoon and then like hang out with him and Sammy till Kenny gets there?
Yeah, that could happen.
That could happen.
Yeah.
And then we pick you up, we take off, and then we come back Sunday. And then they're just going to have to arm themselves without you. Leave a bunch of lasagnas already pre-made in the oven for them to just heat up or something. It's easier because, you know, there's Socorro, there's my mom helping Tony out with that kind of stuff. But
for me, it's a little different. But yeah, we'll see. I would have to talk to the other adults in my life, but...
I think you need it. I'm sure they'll understand. Tony owes me a Girls' Day weekend because he went with his buddies to, what is it?
Vegas, isn't it?
No, they went to Minnesota, Montana.
Oh, it's a football game.
Yeah, somewhere like that. I don't know. Yeah, it would be nice to do it next month, to go out.
Yeah.
Start talking to your family now, so I'll talk to Tony, too.
And so I need to find a babysitter for my sister. She can live without me.
Shut up.
Oh, wow. I'm the tablita that makes her survive. Nah, I'm just kidding.
You're the tablita that makes it survive. I'm that tablita too.
Nah, just go.
Actually, according to Stella, I'm a tablota. It's Saturday morning and I'm making pancakes with Stella. And she says, Mommy, I want 35 pancakes, 36, 37, 38, 39, 30, 10 pancakes. Oh, you want 30, 10 pancakes? She's like, yeah, I want to get fat like Mommy.
Oh, wow.
That's my first reaction, laughing. And then she's like, Mommy, why are you so fat?
Hey.
And I start,
kids are innocent.
And then I start laughing because it's fucking hilarious. And then that the first time was funny. But then she realizes that the reaction I got. And then Tony's in the computer, right, listening. So as soon as she says, I'm going to be fat like Mommy, he starts like laughing, right, super hard.
Bawling.
And she's noticing the reaction she's getting from me, from Dad. And so she repeats it a second time with Grandma there. Okay, that's cute. But then she says it again a third time with when we had people over. So I'm like, okay, it's not funny anymore. Now it's just embarrassing. And I'm like, little girl, you know, you have to be nice.
Have you ever studied sign language?
Mm-mm.
Okay, sign language is pretty blunt. Like if you were to describe a person, you will say fat, tall guy. If you were to say, oh, you know, that meeting was so awesome and I really liked the girl and she was like really beautiful and this and that, they will go like, meeting, girl, nice, good.
To the point.
Yes, because it's like the language has its barriers itself. I'm pretty sure that there's other words that they will describe and it will like people that they have mastered, they're like, you know, having full on conversations. Kids are like that. It's not, they don't tell you as the social pretentious comma dot dot dot. They just go like, this is it. This is how I describe you. There's nothing right or wrong about it. It's just a question to her. It's like, once you tell her, like, oh, I eat too much, it's like, okay, either her to go, since she wants to be just like Mommy, she will like, oh, if I eat too much, I'll be like that. Or you can go like, whatever the response, and kids understand things so differently, especially kids with autism.
Which is why the first time I laughed, the next few times I'm like, okay, it's a pattern. Knock it off, little girl. Because at first she said it so innocently. And you're right, imitation is the greatest form of flattery. But when she notices that there's a reaction and she's seeking that reaction, that's not the purpose anymore.
Then again, you want to understand what does laughter mean to her. Mm-hmm. Is it making fun of other people or is it bringing in happiness? So every time that she says she brings happiness to somebody. So she's going to keep on saying
it. The pattern, what I'm sensing anyway, is that she wants to bring happiness. Yeah. It's not her trying to be mean. Although sometimes when she watches Garfield and she sees how mean he is, she gets a freaking laugh out of that and wants to be like Garfield.
Yeah, you want to be careful with that because patterns are so easy to make and so hard to get rid of.
Yep.
Well, Mason did tell me, hey, Mommy, you have a belly, right? I'm like, everybody has a belly. No, but you have a bigger belly. I'm like, yeah, I know.
Thank you, Mason.
Yeah. Like, I love you,
Thank
dude.
You for noticing.
Oh, no, you should see when my nephews were smaller, I will carry them. And, you know, that little, like, little fatty tissue under, like, on your arm. On the bottom of your arms. He will always go like, squishy, squishy. So, and that's like, come on, the kid is 19 years old and he still like hugs me and goes like, ah, squishy. So it's like, yeah, you know, like as much as, yes, I do not want to be fat. I love those memories.
Yeah, I know what you mean. And there's something fun about being fat. I can't quite explain it. I think for me, because I really didn't enjoy the attention all that much, the male attention, being a gordita is fun in that sense. It gives me an opportunity to hide and not be noticed, and if I am noticed, not even to be given a second glance. Although lately cuando me dicen que me veo bonita or that I look good, I'm like, oh, I missed that, thank you. Hello,
I can hear you.
Can you hear me?
We can hear you.
Then you should be fine.
Testing.
Yeah, and I don't hear the static, do you?
No,
I do not.
Okay, good.
Perfect.
What were we saying?
Oh.
I forgot what we were saying.
We were discussing... What were we discussing?
Being fat? No.
Yes.
I think so.
Yes.
Being fat? No, but you know, I will tell you this, though. Yeah, some people, yeah, they're fat, but, oh, they're living, they're happy. You can tell. They're like, you know what? Yes, I enjoy food. And yes, I love my thick thighs, and I love being voluptuous, because that's basically what you're supposed to be. You're not fat. You're voluptuous. Mm-hmm. You have curves. It's better than being, oh, I'm fat.
I'm a Carmen then.
Yeah. I'm Jack Black. I love Jack Black.
He's speaking sexy. Of Jack Black, we saw Samantha's never seen School of Rock.
Oh, what? God.
Okay.
What?
That's sacrilegious.
So we watched it. I don't know if it was the day before yesterday or anything. And I told her, oh, Nora would have been like, hell yeah, Jack, you know?
Yes, I love him so much.
Yeah, and then it's like, the thing is, it's funny because back then in that movie, Jack was younger. He's younger now, you know? Right now he has the full Santa Claus beard and everything.
Yeah, he's so cute.
And,
I don't care. He's cute.
Yeah, he's an adorable man.
Yes. Not my cup of tea, but yes.
What right. the fuck? How is he not anyone's cup of tea?
But the thing is, I imagine him singing Peaches from Mario Brothers.
Peaches.
Oh, God. No, please don't.
I love that song
Me too. I love anything that has to do with Jack Black. I just hear the name Jack Black and I instantly
get giddy.
I can't. It's just, he's the perfect man. I think he's just adorable, first of all. He's very handsome. And then, I mean, he's older. Yeah, I don't care. And then he's also, but his soul is so unique and special. And I felt like in this world necessary. He makes me laugh. He makes me cry. And he makes me happy to be alive. So I'm in love with him. If there's a celebrity in this world that I could ever please meet, it would be Jack Black.
Jack Black.
Yes. I don't know life. I don't know how or when or why, but I want you to throw him in my life. Somehow I want to meet him and just give him a big hug.
I follow him through Instagram.
Me
so,
too.
Yeah.
I follow him on TikTok too. His TikToks are hilarious.
Stalkers.
Yeah. Jack Black, if you're listening, I love you.
I'm a big fan.
I'm not going to talk because I have my own.
You do have your own strange loves. So yes. Who are you to talk?
I know.
First of all. Starting with that one over there.
Oh, well, but he passed away already.
We do these podcasts in Tony's Man Cave, by the way. And he is a Harry Potter lover. And in his room, he has a lot of like sound panels that make this a perfect recording studio, but he also has these giant ones with figures of Harry Potter characters, and one of them is Professor Snape, looking hella sexy, looking right at Edie's. So I'm pointing to him. He is one of her loves.
Of course.
Who doesn't always
love a man?
I saw him not as Snape. I saw him when we were when I watched, cause my husband loves the movie Die Hard. That's a Christian movie, by the way. That's what he says. He came out in it, and I was like,
yes.
Oh, my God, that is him.
Yes.
Yippee-ki-yay.
That's like see, those are the two loves of my lives.
Yeah.
Bruce Willis and Mr. Snape.
What was his actual name?
I don't remember his name. But
you
I
know,
like,
what's up with Bruce Willis right now? Can he even?
No, he can't act no more.
Yeah.
No. Not anymore.
He already.
He lost his self, huh?
Yes.
He's
gone.
He lost himself. And now he's dealing with motor skills issues.
Yeah. That makes me so sad. Such a great actor, such a great person. I love the connection he still had with Demi Moore even after they separated. How they're still family, you know? One could only hope for that amount of peace and love in a household. I think their kids are so lucky to have them.
And vice versa. He's lucky to have them.
Right.
Which kind of reminds me of our original theme of the day, health. This is what Iris has been, like, she's been listening to the podcast or to the episodes, and she's like, girls, we do have themes, but we don't come back to a bigger underlying theme too much. This is something that we're going to practice, listeners. We started with the idea of health and our goals. So let's come back full circle to that. As far as goals go, we clearly all have a health goal, and I don't know if we've been specific with it though, now because we should probably get, it's about that time when we start wrapping up the show, so can we all just really quickly say one specific health goal that we're going to focus on this week, just this week, not even the year, just this week? What are we going to do? And then maybe we can check in on each other next week.
Start a gym.
Okay, that's a great goal.
I've been paying for that membership for so long and I just don't use it, so start a gym.
I'm going to start recording my eating, what I'm eating, because I haven't done that. I'm not paying attention and I put it behind. And I fool myself into thinking that I'm eating okay when I'm not. So in my journal, I have gratitude, I have intention of the day, I have a to-do list, and then I have a journal prompt telling me, like, what am I thinking of? And I'm recording my thoughts. But I also need to record what I'm eating. So if I can record the thoughts that I'm consuming, I could also record the food that I'm consuming. So that's what I'm going to focus on this week.
For me, it's my mental health. Since, you know, having depression and anxiety, I need to think about my mental health, you know, to feel better about myself and to basically for me to be in general, because if I'm not well mentally, then I'm basically useless to everybody else.
100%. Wow. Nicely said.
But yeah, I need that. And it also, because yes, I do want to lose weight and I do want to help to see if I can, because I'm my hair's thinning. So that also is a cause because of anxiety, probably stress and everything. But I guess I want to get myself better first mentally before I go to my other goals, which would be losing weight and trying to, you know, get fuller hair and all that. That's what I want to do. That's my goal. But first, my first goal, my main goal is my mental health. Mm-hmm. That's why I want to. Once I get through that and I'm comfortable and I find the perfect person that's going to help me, you know, for I can talk it out, then I'll go to my weight and my getting fuller hair and doing some exercise. But yeah, first it's mental health. That's all that that's my first goal right now.
Round table. Anybody have anything to share before we take off?
Tell the people that you love them.
Hold them tight.
And never let go.
Love you guys. See you next time. Bye.